In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. A few days ago, we were asked if using content, whether it be videos, audios, or texts, to create other content without the author's permission is a sin. This is a good question. The seventh commandment forbids theft, that is, the unjust taking of another's property against the will of its owner. Catechism of the Catholic Church, 2408. Therefore, when a person deliberately uses some content without the knowledge and permission of its author, this person is sinning. The commandments are not only laws given by God that come from the outside, but they also sprout in the heart of man. God placed them within us so that by living them, we can become fully human and happy. In the commandments is our happiness, our holiness, and finally, heaven. The Church recognizes the right to private property, as well as the universal dimension of the goods of the earth, including cultural goods. But she also recognizes the need to compensate the personal and collective efforts of their creators with a just reward, in the same way that the exchange of material goods is done through economic compensation. Seeking to achieve a benefit by harming another person is a fault that goes against the love of our neighbor that our Lord Jesus Christ taught us and asks us to live. Jesus said to him, "You must love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the greatest and the first commandment. The second resembles it. You must love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang the whole law and the prophets." Matthew chapter 22, verses 37 to 40. And to love our neighbor means to respect him. Respect is a value that allows a person to recognize, accept, appreciate, and value the qualities of others and their rights, among which is the author's right, that is, the right he has over all the works he has made with effort, dedication, and creativity. If you did not know that using content, whether videos, audios, or texts, to create other content without the author's permission was a sin, and you used it, it may be that there is no guilt, simply because you did not know it very well, or you did not know it at all. Your conscience was not well formed. Now you have realized that using content without the author's permission is theft, and the seventh commandment says, "You shall not steal." So for all those who want to copy content on the internet without the author's permission, and make content, they can no longer say that they did not know it was a sin, because now they know that it is a sin. Now that you know that using content without the author's permission is a sin, it is only fair that you make sure that the channels that are found on different social media or the websites that promote this content do not violate copyrights. If God tells you, "You shall not steal," and "You shall not covet the goods of others," it is because stealing is harmful to you and to the lives of others. It is easier to choose paths that harm us because we prefer the most comfortable, the easiest, and so we live by the law of the least effort. However, Jesus says in Matthew chapter 7, verse 13, "Enter by the narrow gate, since the road that leads to destruction is wide and spacious, and many take it." In other words, Jesus invites us to go the hard way of virtue. Many Catholics use content, whether videos, audios, or texts, to create other content without the permission of the author, and it is because they have a lax moral conscience and ignorance of the social doctrine of the Church. Following Christ can be difficult at first, but you will realize that as our relationship with Him grows, a love is cultivated in listening to His word and in prayer. The path of life becomes easier because we grow in our freedom. Then, doing good and avoiding evil no longer costs us so much, but gives us joy and happiness. our existence must be supported by the commandments, or the law of God, and above all, by grace, which is the love of God in the soul. Then we will be able to live a Christian life as it should be. There is a very beautiful testimony of Padre Pio, also known as St. Pio of Pietrelcina, that will help us to further develop the topic of this video. As we know, Padre Pio had many supernatural gifts that our sweet Jesus gave him. One of them is the gift of the word of knowledge, which by the grace of God helped him when hearing confessions. One day, a young Franciscan tertiary who was helping to distribute things to the poor found a good piece of cloth, and as she was also needy, she kept it for herself. When she went to confession to Padre Pio, he cried out to her, "You have dirty hands." "No, Father, I have washed my hands," the young Franciscan tertiary replied. Then Padre Pio said, "What about that cloth you stole?" And the young Franciscan tertiary replied, "But the cloth was for the poor, and I am poor." And Padre Pio replied, "Yes, but you should have asked permission." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.